details. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. Federal investigators focusing on obstruction of justice over the handling of classified material taken during the search of former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home.
The Justice Department says, quote, government records were likely concealed and removed from the storage room, and that efforts were likely taken to obstruct the government's investigation. This after the Trump team was served a May 11th grand jury subpoena to turn over all remaining classified material located on site. A Trump lawyer attested all documents were stored at just one site, the basement storage room. But FBI agents allegedly found classified records in Trump's private office.
Fox's David Spunt in Palm Beach. The White House insists President Biden is not being kept informed of the Trump investigation.
The president has not been briefed on this latest development. He has not been briefed on anything that's connected to this particular criminal investigation.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. UN nuclear inspectors making their way towards a power plant in Ukraine in an effort to secure the site, which is controlled by Russia.
We don't think that a nuclear power plant should be militarized in any way whatsoever. And we don't want military operations conducted from or near that nuclear power plant.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby. This is Russia and Ukraine accuse each other of shelling around the plant. The plant was knocked offline temporarily in recent days due to fire damage to the transmission line, which increased fears that the fighting could lead to a massive radiation leak or a reactor meltdown. The worry so intense that officials have begun distributing anti-radiation iodine tablets to nearby residents. The UN Human Rights Office says China's discriminatory detention of Uyghurs and other Muslim ethnic groups in the western city of Xinjiang may constitute crimes against humanity. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The Army is grounding an entire fleet of helicopters after a series of engine fires.
The move will ground nearly 400 CH-47 Chinook helicopters. The Army telling the Wall Street Journal the action is out of an abundance of caution as it looks at more than 70 helicopters that contain a part which could be connected to the problem. Honeywell International, which designs engines for the Chinook, tells Fox Business it believes that the parts causing concern have been identified and are working to replace them, saying none of the parts were part of any company production. It's not clear yet how long the Chinook fleet could be grounded. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Thousands of school students are out of class in Detroit over continued power outages from storms Monday night.
Dozens of Metro Detroit schools remain closed again today over power outages following thunderstorms Monday night that brought up to 70 mile per hour winds, toppling trees and power lines with widespread damage across the region.
It was like a freight train, like a gravel hauler was coming through my front yard.
There's like six big trees down right there, poles snapped, everything's... It's just a sheer mess.
Tens of thousands of home and business owners like these are being told by DTE Energy that it expects about 80% of outages will be resolved by Thursday, when Detroit schools also hope to have kids back in class for the first time this school year. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Bird flu has returned to the Midwest earlier than authorities expected after a lull of several months. It's been detected in a commercial turkey flock in western Minnesota. It was the first detection of avian influenza in Minnesota since May 31st when a backyard flock was struck in Becker County, and the first in the Midwest since a backyard flock in Indiana June 9th. But there have been several in western states in July and August, plus a few in some eastern states. I'm Lee Silicera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.